While walking down the streets of Stockholm, Bengtsson was shocked by the number of people sleeping on the streets, fighting to stay warm. He vowed to never let that happen in his hometown of Lund, Sweden. After seeing many Roma people homeless in his community, he decided to make a change by opening a shelter.
So for 3 months they can sleep in our shelter. And then they have some, they know where they can sleep, they know where they can have their stuff, they can take showers, they can prepare for meetings, they can make a CV. So we follow them to, we show the way and everything to like all these departments, departments for work or tax department and stuff like that.
Many people who were on the streets are now employed and living in their own places, working to provide for their families back in Romania and Bulgaria.
If you take one step for human rights, thousands will follow. And now, well, I'm very confident in that this is fact, not just an opinion, because when we started the shelter, thousands did follow as well.
Now working as a trainee for MEP Soraya Post in Brussels, Bengtsson experienced the same worry he had in Stockholm. Every day he passes not only homeless adults, but also children that are cold, tired, and hungry without a place to go but the streets.
I could not just let that happen and don't do anything about it. I mean, when I have the knowledge, the information, and I have the language skills I need to communicate, then there's no excuse for me walking by not caring, you know.
Bengtsson said that Brussels has very few shelters that prioritize homeless people with families. They only guarantee one night in the shelter, so many homeless people are rarely given a safe place to rest at night, leaving themselves and their children in dangerous circumstances.
But what we wanted to do now was to do something practical here and now for those who are just right outside the parliament. So we started to collect clothes, shoes, blankets, stuff like that, to make at least something. So my colleagues and me, we were out when we collected these donations. We went out and talked to them and gave away everything that we had. And it was a huge need of it.
But Bengtsson said that this is not enough. He is encouraging Belgians to give, whether it be your spare change or an open bedroom. Many times, people walk past a homeless person and put their head down, unsure of what to do, but Bengtsson says to do the opposite.
And I think that many people feel a lot. I don't think that they don't care about the person who sits and begs for help. I think that they do care, but they don't know how to do it, kind of. You know, if a person is sitting and asking for help, I think that is very brave. I know that there's like rumors about mafias going on and stuff like that. I would say it exists, but it's such a small amount. So to punish everybody, like many people do these days, to not give it at all, you know, that is the wrong way. So I have seen what the money in the mug goes to.
After building relationships with many of the Roma people on the streets, he has traveled to their hometowns in Romania and met their families. He has seen where the money in the mugs are going. They are going to families' educations, better structures for their homes, and to make sure that there is food on the table.
Human rights should be there for all of us, no matter if you're Roma from Romania, or a Swedish person living in the streets, or being an elderly, or whatever. They should be there for you, like, because you're a human.
It took one idea and one movement for Bengtsson to change the lives of hundreds of Roma people living on the streets. Even with all the problems going on in the world, he believes even a single human can do something great.
If they have an idea, just put it out there and you will make it happen. I know that with an idea, we could make a change. I'm very empowered also now when I'm talking about it, because it's actually true, you know.